Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. I haven't been here in about a week. I've been in Italy teaching at a workshop in Siena and very busy, so I'm getting back to it now, and I'm going to start a new series, I think. I think I'll start on this guitar. This is an L50 from 1937, an old acoustic steel string Gibson. I have 13s on here, flat wounds, chromes, and it has this V-shaped neck, and it feels basically identical to that ES-150 that I'm usually playing, and I'm playing all the Monk stuff on previous videos. But this is kind of a travel version of that, because I can be off-road, off-grid a little bit with it, which is what's going to be happening for the rest of this month. So I'm going to travel with this guitar and get a feel for it. I like to stick with one guitar for a while and really get to know it, you know. So anyway, that's for you gear people out there who are interested in that kind of thing. What I'm interested in today is symmetry in music, symmetry within the equal tempered system of notes, 12 notes per octave. 12 divides by 2 and 6, and it divides by 3 and 4, and it divides by 1 and 12. What we're looking at here is 3 and 4, which are kind of close to each other, and you can divide it into three parts of 4 semitones each. In which case you get an augmented triad, or you can divide it into 4 parts of 3 semitones each. In which case you get it in what we call a diminished sound. This is the one I'd like to talk about. Okay. It's not a bad warm-up, actually. Accenting every 4 and then accenting every 3. Anyway, a little warm up there. So the diminished, what's going on with the diminished? So here I'm resolving this sound. The diminished that has a C natural in it. There's two other ones. There's one that has a D flat, and there's the one that has a D natural. And then once you get to E flat, this is the same one that we started with. Right? So I'm thinking of this as a dominant kind of sound, where each of these notes is a possible leading tone. I'm taking the C as the leading tone. Mm-hmm. flat major. Can also go to D flat minor, right? We would do that if we were playing the tune bebop in F minor. That's the kind of sound. I'm just alternating between the diminished and the some kind of triad. So whatever kind of way it feels like it should resolve. If I play it here, to me that sounds like it should resolve down. If I take it on the next one, well, that's the leading tone right there. If that was like an A flat 7, and that's going to D flat, and so on. That could also go down, I guess. Although that sounds better to me. And then that one. That seventh definitely wants to resolve to the third. So seventh of the A flat is what I'm saying, but actually just G flat resolving to F. Okay, so now it's fun to mess around with, you know, just going between the diminished and the leading tone or whatever. You're thinking about this diminished as an A flat 7, basically. An A flat 7, which could go to a D flat minor or a D flat major. Now, because it's symmetrical, these are all minor thirds. What that means is that anything you can do in one place, you could do any other place that's like a minor third away, right? So if you can go, and we just did it, I'm resolving I'm treating each of those segments of the thing. Those are all diminished seventh chords, as far as you want to go. And they all kind of resolve to D-flat major or D-flat minor. But, of course, because it's symmetrical, any of these notes could be a leading tone. So, for example, this D-sharp could lead to E major. Or E-flat minor. So we're hearing that now, instead of A flat 7, we're hearing B 7. And an E flat minor, and so on. So each of the leading tones could be, each of the notes of the diminished could be a leading tone. In which case, each of those notes can kind of go to a key center signature that's a half a step above them in either major or minor, right? So we went to D flat major, we went to E major, you could also go to S, G major. Okay, and G minor. And then, if the A is leading tone, that means you're going to B flat, right? Okay, so that's eight places that one diminished can go to. Oops, sorry, this one. Could make it into some kind of an exercise. Let's say we're going to, this is the one we're working on. Let's do this. So we're going to D flat major. Now I went to B flat minor. Just the relative minor of the key I went to. So I went, then I went to B flat minor. All I do is change the one note. The A flat becomes a B flat. Then I can make this major. B major. Now I'm hearing boom, 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 boom. Oh. Sorry. Then I could go. So I'm going to G minor, the relative minor of the B flat major. Now I'm going to make that minor into a major. All right, good. I think I like that better. Whereas just before that I had been. Now I go G major, then E minor. Could be either one of those. I kind of like, because we had just done G major, E minor, E major. And the relative minor of E major is C sharp minor. Make it major and we're back to where we started. So I'll say it out loud. Diminished to D flat major. Diminished to B flat major. Sorry. What am I saying? B flat minor. That's D flat major and then going to B flat minor. Then going to B flat major. Then G minor. Then G flat, then G major, then E minor, then E major, then C sharp minor, D flat major, B flat major, it's B flat minor, sorry, B flat major, G minor, G major, E minor. And a C sharp minor. All right, I'll do it one more time. Decide whether to go. I think that's better, actually. I like the sound of it. And then change it there. So D flat major, B flat minor, B flat major, G minor, G major, E minor, E major, and then C sharp minor. Oh boy, it's a little slower. There we go. Okay, then you could go to another one. You could go and do the whole thing all over again, just in a different spot. So, you know, instead of starting with this, or you could do it the other way. Except that in this case, probably go resolve it a different way. So on, you could do it down here, right? So, oh, sorry. Some other kind of way, you know. So this is a little exercise to get us started on some kind of adventure with symmetry in diminished relationships. This is a big, big topic, and this is kind of a preparation for it, just to get some geography together on the fretboard. It's very good exercise, actually. You just pick a diminished anywhere and resolve it to all the places where it can go. You don't have to be so strict as I was just doing. You could just be like, let me try going from here. And I say, okay, this D could be the leading tone. And you just resolve to some kind of E flat. Then E flat minor. Or you could do it in the order that I was doing it, which is going to a major key, its relative minor, and then turning that relative minor into a major. You can see how that works because relative minors are a minor third away from the major, right? But that's kind of a convenient way to do it, move through it without changing so many notes. It's just very subtly mutating, right? So you can say, let's do that. Let's say I started E flat, thinking E flat major. Oh, sorry. And then I start thinking C minor. C major. Minor, right? A major. F sharp minor. F sharp major. E flat minor. Flat major. Okay, that's long enough for today, and that would be a good place to start to make sure. It's kind of like I'll continue on this series, see where it goes, but this could go a lot of directions. But I found myself talking about this quite a bit at Siena because people were asking me about playing inside the changes and outside the changes, and also asking about playing types of dominant chords, you know, how do dominant chords work and stuff like that. What to play on different types of dominant chords, like when they have extensions that say sharp 11 and flat 9 and stuff like that. And I have a way that I kind of think about that comes from different teachers that I've had. So so I'll get more into that. But for now, let's think about that symmetry into four parts. And I'll keep working on it and come up with some new things very soon.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.